So I thought to lead a meditation on, I learned how to say it yesterday, Medicine Buddha in Chinese. Wait, Yao Tzu Fo. Did I get it right? Yao Tzu Fo. Okay, the Medicine Buddha, I thought just to lead a very, very simple meditation on that. There are more complex meditations, but just a very simple one. To give you an idea, and the way we're doing it here can be applied, you know, not just to Tibetan practice, but also if you're doing Chinese Mahayana practice, and you're meditating on the Medicine Buddha, and the same basic format. Even though I'm having, we're going to say the mantra, you know, the Medicine Buddha's name in the Tibetan way, because that's the way I'm most familiar with. If you're more familiar with the Chinese, you know, way of doing his chanting, then, you know, when you lead the practice, you can lead it in that way. Okay? So, Medicine Buddha is the Buddha of healing. So, healing physically and healing mentally. Yeah, healing our world. I think our world could use some healing right now, don't you think? When we do the practice, we see the Medicine Buddha as the embodiment of all the Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha. In other words, all of the realizations of any Buddha are the Medicine Buddha's realizations. All of the great compassion, the great love, the wisdom, the six far-reaching attitudes or six perfections, all these are embodied by the Medicine Buddha. When we meditate on the Medicine Buddha, we're not seeing him so much as a person or a god, but more as a representative or an embodiment or a symbol of all of the Buddha's qualities. Because the Buddha's mind is something intangible. You know, we can't communicate directly with the Buddha's minds, we can't see it with our eyes because it doesn't have form, you know. But out of compassion for us to communicate with us, then the Buddhas appear in all these different forms. So they may appear as Kuan Yin, as Shakyamuni Buddha, as Wenshu Pusa, as, you know, in Tibetan we have, you know, Tara and Vajrasattva and lots of others, okay? So they're all embodiments or manifestations of the enlightened qualities. The reason we do the visualization and meditation on them is because it helps us tune into their qualities and get a sense of what their qualities are and tap into our own potential to develop those same qualities. Okay? So in this particular case, you know, the Medicine Buddha is the embodiment of all of the healing energy of all of the Buddhas. So compassion is healing, forgiveness is healing, wisdom is healing, okay? All these qualities can be healing, they can be therapeutic. That's the aspect of the Buddha's qualities that we're emphasizing when we see all those qualities appear in the physical form of the Medicine Buddha. In the Tibetan tradition, the Medicine Buddha is blue. Yeah, a very deep blue color. In Chinese traditions, dark blue also? Okay, so same. Yeah, and when you think about it, that blue color is very relaxing, isn't it? You know, a very rich, deep color blue. When I look at it, I find it very relaxing. And I think relaxing the mind itself is part of healing. Like relaxing the body helps the body to heal. So just by visualizing, you know, the Buddha in that dark blue color, thinking of the Buddha's qualities, yeah, helps us get in touch with our own ability to heal ourselves, our own ability to heal the planet, okay? And I'm not talking here about becoming a healer where you put your hands on somebody or, you know, doing stuff like that. But you know, if we're doing counseling, if we're leading people in meditation, we're helping them to heal. Yeah, yesterday I went, after I saw you, I went to see a Chinese doctor. I brought him a small image of the medicine Buddha because, you know, in his mind, he really wants to help people heal. And I think it's very good if he, you know, has that connection with the medicine Buddha. But all of us, whether we're doctors or not, want to help ourselves and others and the whole planet heal. So the meditation on the medicine Buddha is very good for that. When we do the meditation, we think about the Buddha's qualities. We visualize them appearing in the form of the medicine Buddha. Okay? His hand is in his lap here, holding an alms bowl filled with medicine. Yeah? His right hand is on his knee, holding a branch of what's called an aurora plant. And the aurora is one of the chief herbs that Ayurvedic medicine and most herbal medicines use as their base. So it's a very healing herb. And so he's holding, you know, the stem of that plant. And his expression is very peaceful, yeah, very calm, looking at us with kindness and compassion. When we do the visualization, we don't try and see the medicine Buddha with our eyes. We're only trying to imagine the medicine Buddha. So, you know, don't get this thing of, you know, I have to see him with my eyes. You're just imagining. Like if I say, think of Orchard Road. It comes very easily in your mind, doesn't it? You're imagining Orchard Road. Yeah, if I say imagine the medicine Buddha, it's the same kind of mental image appearing in your mind. Yeah, it's not seeing it with your eyes. Okay, so we'll visualize the medicine Buddha. We will express our spiritual aspirations to the medicine Buddha, trying to get in touch inside of ourselves with what our deepest aspirations are, what we really want to accomplish in terms of our spiritual growth. And we express those aspirations. Sometimes if you're doing a practice, the great masters have written out certain aspirations or requesting prayers, and we read those because it's guiding us to, you know what to request, what to aspire for. But sometimes I think it's very good for us to have to get in touch with ourselves and what really do I aspire for in my spiritual practice? What qualities do I want to develop? What things in myself do I really want to work on and overcome? You know, and express that, express our wish to become Buddhas. Okay, so we visualize, we make the request. Then we imagine light coming from the medicine Buddha into us, and we're surrounded by all other living beings, so the light also goes into all the other living beings around us, and we experience this blue light from the medicine Buddha coming in and filling us. Okay? Now you don't have to get into some problem about, well, how does the light get in, you know? I mean, my head is hard, how's the light going to get in? Do I have to open my mouth or, you know? Because this is on the level of visualization and we're just imagining the light coming in. So, you know, don't get bothered by technical things, okay? You can imagine the light soaking in through every core of your body, or you can imagine it coming in through the crown of your head and then flowing down and filling you up. The result is the same, which is that you are filled up with this healing energy, in other words, this wisdom and compassion from the medicine Buddha. Yeah? When you are filled with that kind of wisdom and compassion, there's no room inside of yourself to feel guilty, to feel low self-esteem and self-hatred, to feel anger or anxiety or fear, because you're completely filled with this very loving, compassionate, wise energy from the medicine Buddha. Hmm? So doing this kind of visualization helps us purify our negativities and helps us generate or reinforce our own positive qualities. Because we're dealing with symbols here, we're not dealing with the intellectual mind. But symbols are extremely important. Yeah, we can do a lot with symbols. So we visualize the blue light coming, and then we'll also chant the mantra while we continue to do the visualization. So we do the visualization and the chanting at the same time. So I wrote the mantra up there. You may want to copy it down at some point if you don't know it. And this is the Tibetan pronunciation of Sanskrit. So you have an American pronouncing the Tibetan pronunciation of Sanskrit. Yeah? So it's Taya Ta Om, vacancy, vacancy, maha vacancy, rata samungate soha. Okay? So this is actually the medicine Buddha's name. I mean, Taya Ta means it is like this. Yeah? Om represents the Buddha's body, speech, and mind. Vacancy means heal or medicine. Okay, this is like the root of the Buddha's name. Okay, so it's vacancy, vacancy, maha vacancy. So it's healing, healing, greatly healing. Yeah, ratsa, it means it is a king. Okay, so he's often called the king of healing, the king of medicine. Samungate, I don't know what it means, actually, I'm sorry. And soha, it means may these blessings sink in, may this come about. Okay, does anybody know what samungati means? Any Sanskrit scholars here? No, I'm sorry, I don't know. Okay, there's a very nice melody when we chant it. Yeah, that I'll just do it now, but when we chant it together, you know, you'll join in and you'll catch on. Let's see if I can get it right. Taya tao bekanse bekanse maha bekanse rata samungate soha. Taya tao bekanse bekanse maha bekanse rata samungate soha. Taya tao bekanse bekanse maha bekanse rata samungate soha. Taya tao bekanse bekanse maha bekanse rata samungate soha. Taya tao bekanse bekanse maha bekanse rata samungate soha. Tayata om bekanse bekanse maha bekanse ratsa samungate soha. Okay? Yeah?
The heal and great healing, is it the same?
The what?
Vacancy, vacancy, maha vacancy.
Yeah.
This is heal and...
greatly heal.
Is it the same way like what Rinpoche has said? According to the small scope view.
Yes.
And the
middle scope, right.
Just like in the Tara Mantra and
the Shakyamuni Buddha Mantra. Yep, exactly. Okay. So it's there's different ways to talk about the vacancy, vacancy, maha vacancy. In the Tibetan system, we often talk about the three levels of practitioner. Yeah, the initial level who aspires for a good rebirth, the middle level who aspires for liberation, the advanced level who aspires for enlightenment. So it can correspond with those. Yeah, it can sometimes be the three principal aspects of the path, renunciation, bodhicitta, and wisdom. There's many different correlations of three that it can go along with. Okay, so we'll chant the mantra for a while. And remember that the light's going into us and into everybody else around us. So if you know somebody who's sick or having problems, it's very good to imagine that person, you know, in front of you and the light from the medicine Buddha also going into them. What I often do, because the world situation is so stressful, you know, right now, is I imagine Osama bin Laden and the terrorists and George Bush and the American government and all these people together, and the medicine Buddha's healing energy is going into all of them and into all of us. Yeah, because I think everybody needs a lot of healing right now. Okay, so we can bring the current world situation into our meditation. Yeah, If there's, I mean, you make your meditation very practical, very hands-on. You bring what's happening in the world into your life, into your meditation. Okay? So we'll do the visualization and chanting for a while, and then we'll imagine that the medicine Buddha comes on top of our head, melts into light, and dissolves into us and merges with our own heart. Okay? So I'll lead you through this as we go. Okay, so if you need to wiggle, wiggle, and then we'll start the meditation.